It's time for your weekly Lake North Fork Fishing Report. Joining me, Gary Faraci from the Bayou Resort. Good morning.
Good morning, Gary. How are you on this semi-soggy Thursday, Thursday morning?
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Not as soggy as what we had anticipated, but good old-fashioned fall rains, and it's a cold rain for folks folks that were out in it yesterday and this morning. That rain's it's cold. Like, ooh, hey, wait a minute, you know. You're probably going to want to dig out your hoodies and jackets if you're going to be taking in some high school football if you're going to be out and about this weekend, because it is going to cool down. But what's going on at Lake Norfolk? Is the fish biting? Is it starting to heat up?
We had guys out yesterday morning. They came back in just before the rain started and said it was absolutely horrible. you know how it is. Sometimes before front it's great, and sometimes it's not, and yesterday wasn't. And, you know, we had that warmer weather, and that kind of wasn't good. So it's been a little bit spot. A few guys have hit some spots, and I haven't seen any great numbers. The only guys I've seen that have been hitting pretty good are the guides. They seem to, you know, maybe I don't even think they're getting their total limits on it, but they're catching more. But you and I both know, as this weather changes and we're getting some cooler nights and this colder rain, it's going to get better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not far off. And, this once this rain really makes its way to the lake, should give it a little bit. I don't know if it'll give it much color, because it was just a steady rain. You know, it wasn't just a gusher, but it should help. And, you know, the bass, the crappie, the whites, stripers, hybrids, all that. The walleye and catfish has still been fairly decent from what I'm hearing.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Walleye and the catfish. And I don't know what this year have had. Just it seemed like it's gone on a long time for the catfish. And guys are putting jugs out. Some guys are using rod and reels and stuff. And they're catching several a night. So it's been pretty good on the catfish. It really has. It's been last weekend we had a lot of people down, and they did very well on the catfishing.
Mm. Well, and of course, you know, we talk about it. The perch, man, those lake perch, bluegill, brim. A lot of people, I got to say, I had people contacting me from last Thursday saying, it's brim. Those big old perch or bluegill are brim. I'm like, well, okay.
People call them everything.
Everything.
Brim, perch, bluegill.
Panfish.
Yeah.
You know, but it's definitely they're fun to catch, and they're always on. But you know, I think this weekend, just looking at the forecast, Gary, Saturday, let's back up. Friday night, we're going to look at a clear sky, right? And for high school football, if you're going to be taking some in, you're going to want a hoodie or a jacket, because we're going to see temperatures in the 30s. So Saturday morning, if you're out and about on the lake, you're going to want to bundle up, but it's going to be sunny and 61. That's the high. And then mid-30s Saturday night and mid to upper 60s on Sunday with sunny skies. So
that's beautiful.
Yeah, I think next week, middle of next week, with the temperatures that I'm seeing in the forecast, that's, because the lake temperature right now, it's still in the 70s, isn't it?
Right, it is. I had 77 yesterday, people telling me. So I wouldn't be surprised if the next time you and I talk,
it'll be in the 60s.
I'm going to say it's going to be 70 degrees. It's with these nights being down in low 40s and high 30s, it will not take long for that water to cool.
Yes.
Then it's really going to, you know, we're in October. Come on. You know, it's time.
Yeah. Well, Gary, for folks that want to know a little more, maybe they want to get away for a weekend, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. our Facebook page. Drop us a line. Leave us a message on there. Take a look at some of the pictures. And, of course, as always, our website, thebuyerresort.com.
Right on. Hey, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next week.
Stay warm, stay dry, and we'll talk to you next week.
Right on.